Hello, I'm Jamie Freed. On Arts Alive today, Simon Rose tells us about the alchemist's portrait.
Peter rushed into the studio and slammed the door behind him. A moment later, the door was blown off its hinges and he was thrown against the far wall where his portrait hung. "Do you realize with whom you are dealing, boy?" Nicholas van der Leyden bellowed as he stormed into the studio. "I know more about the realm of magic than you could ever learn." "I cannot allow you to use my father's work for your own evil ends," Peter replied defiantly. "Your father was a fool," snarled his uncle. "Now tell me where the magic paint is, or you will suffer the same fate." "But he destroyed it all," protested Peter. "I should never have let you live," growled van der Leyden, and with a wave of his hand, he imprisoned Peter inside his portrait.
Simon Rose reading from his book, The Alchemist's Portrait, a new release for young adults that takes readers on a great adventure hundreds of years into the past to unlock the spell that will save the world. It's the first published work for the Calgary-based writer Simon Rose. I spoke with him about the book and his career so far.
It's probably been about 2 or 3 years in the making, really. Probably started around towards the end of 2000, I guess. The idea of writing for this age group was from, I'd read the Harry Potter books, and I realized that children between the ages of 8 and 12 were still interested in reading about adventure and escapism and that sort of thing, and it sort of sparked me to write something of my own, not so much in the Harry Potter vein, but certainly adventure type stories for kids of 8 to 12. I was really writing for, I suppose, the sort of boy or child I was at that age, the sort of thing that interested me: science fiction, time travel, that sort of thing.
Describe the plot for us.
Well, basically, it concerns a young boy. He's about, about 11 or 12. He's on a school visit to the museum. And when he's there, he has an eerie encounter with another boy around the same age as him, who has been imprisoned inside his own portrait for over 300 years. And as a result of that, our hero, Matthew, is sent hurtling 300 years into the past to save the world from this the trapped boy's evil uncle, the alchemist, Nicholas van der Leyden, who's out, of course, as all bad guys are, to take over the world.
Now, you graduated from university with a degree in history, and you can see that in influence in your book and in the various adventures that Matthew undertakes. Do you find that you tap into that interest in history?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, I still retain quite a very much an interest in history, all periods. I've got books at home. I wouldn't say I've got an extensive library, but certainly I've got a collection of books on every historical period imaginable, so I'm able to draw on my knowledge, whether from an academic point of view or just from general reading that I've done over the years from these various time periods. If you've got that wealth of knowledge and interest, it's a goldmine in terms of writing stories for children or adults.
You were also a big fan of comic books, I read, when you were growing up.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I discovered comic books, either whether DC Comics or Marvel Comics, back in the, mid-60s, I guess. I wasn't very old, I guess. It was a friend of my sister's, I think, who had these comics. I'd never seen them before, and I was immediately completely engrossed in these things for many years. I was still reading them on and off when I was a student, I guess, at university. And now, of course, comic books are part of movies and everything like that. Sort of making a bit of a comeback with the recent Spider-Man movies and Daredevil and that sort of thing. The Hulk was out, of course, this summer, but again, that sort of thing, it's adventure, it's escapism, and things like that.
So does it affect the way that you construct your stories?
To some degree. I'm not sure if it does particularly. I think you've got the science fiction and adventure and everything that was part of those comic books probably still creeps into it. I mean, if you've read those things as a child, the memories stick with you of just the types of stories they were, I think. I'm not going to go out and write a superhero story, although I do have something in mind similar to that for a third novel, but that's, of course, a secret for now.
Right now, you are, in fact, working on your second book.
Yeah, the second book is actually already with the publisher at the editing stage. It's entitled Sorcerer's Letterbox, and it's in a similar vein to The Alchemist's Portrait. It's not a sequel, and it does involve a time travel element. It's about a young boy who discovers an old wooden box. It's an antique box. His father's an antique dealer. And this box, has magical powers, and he's sent back in time to the year 1483, where he is involved in a plot, I guess, to rescue the princes in the tower who were supposedly murdered by their uncle Richard III. But of course, they could well have escaped with the help of someone from the future. Who knows?
Simon Rose, author of The Alchemist's Portrait, available now in bookstores. His second book, The Sorcerer's Letterbox, is due out in spring 2004. For more information, log on to www.simon-rose.com. The Alchemist's Portrait is published by Tradewind Books and sells for $9.95. I'm Jamie Freed, and that's Arts Alive for today.